Coming up, I hope you're getting your training in. We got Sarah and Jesse in to talk about it. Jesse, let's start with you. How did you get involved with the Clinton Half Marathon?
I started volunteering at the Y many years ago, and then it just kind of grew into that. And the time came, and they asked me to join the committee, and I started out putting the cones out for the safety. And then shortly after that, I became the race director.
So as race director, what are some of your responsibilities?
Just try to make sure everything's organized and scheduled on time. A lot of the heavy lifting gets done by the volunteers, but I try to make sure the permits are lined up and we just have everything ready to go so the day is smooth.
All right, we'll get back to you. But Sarah, new to the YWCA, talk a little bit about coming on board for the YW.
Yeah, I joined the team at the very end of June, and I've been working a lot with the half marathon, creating social media posts and spreading the word in the local community, as well as a little bit further away, trying to get people involved and support this great facility that we have with a really exciting run along the Mississippi.
Okay, what is your background, your education, and how did you get to the YWCA?
Yeah, I graduated from Iowa State University in November of 2020, and then I came to Clinton because my grandparents actually live here, so it's a really great community, and I saw the opportunity to become involved with the YWCA and took it, and I've loved it ever since.
We hear you, of course, on KROS on Saturdays, but what are some of your other responsibilities?
Yeah, so like I said, I do all the social media for the Y, as well as any type of press releases and working with local organizations to spread the word and creating other events and activities, trying to promote all the exciting things we do with the Y.
Sunday, September 12th, the half marathon. Jesse, what do we need to know if we want to be involved with the half marathon?
Well, you can do same-day registration if you would like, but packet pickup starts September 11th on Saturday at Brown's Shoe Fit Store. You can do that from 5 to 7. Brown's has been a big supporter over the years for us, so we really appreciate them giving us the space to be able to do this. And it is just one of those things. You got to come, and you can either watch or run, or you can be part of the Go the Distance raffle. We're selling tickets for $10 a piece, or you can buy 10 for $100. You get the chance to win $1,500 as a first prize, $500 for second, and then third prize is a one-year membership at the Y.
So the proceeds from this go toward what?
The proceeds go to support the YWCA. This is going to be one of our major fundraisers going forward. So hopefully next year we're able to do a two-day event again like we have in the past. But we're really going to be putting a lot of effort into the race to grow it, to make it bigger. A larger community event, because this is going to be one of the major fundraisers that the YWCA is going to have going forward.
Sarah, what are some of the programs that are benefited by this that the YWCA does offer?
Yeah, so we have many different fitness classes for a variety of age groups, and especially supporting our aquatics facility, because we are one of the only indoor facilities in the area open to the public. So having the ability to keep the pool running smoothly and have those fitness classes is really great, as well as all of our wonderful daycare programs and after school programs, and helping find people housing who may be struggling in those areas or homeless or on the verge of homeless, and just really supporting our local community as much as possible.
Again, visiting with Sarah and Jesse, the half marathon. But Jesse, it's just not, you don't have to run 13 miles. There are other options for you, right?
That is correct. You can run a 5K, a 10K, or a full half. It's really what you would like. The 5K hits the riverfront. The 10K gives you a taste of town, and the half takes you all the way through Eagle Point.
So it starts and finishes in downtown. Is there any way we could find the routes? Are they available online at all?
They are online. They're probably posted to our Facebook some, and they're also on the Clinton Half Marathon website.
Okay, and it's gonna be a tough course if you do the half marathon. If you're going up to Eagle Point, you've got hills involved, right?
Yes, that is correct. People really like our course because it is a challenge.
Of course, we had to take the year off, but I've been had the privilege of announcing the names of the runners as they do cross the finish line. And I know we get participants from all over the Midwest and the United States. It's amazing.
It is amazing, the support that we get for the race and the distance that people come. And we're really excited to be able to market the race and have it grow. So it's a huge benefit for not only the YW, but for Clinton as a community.
And, you know, another benefit of this is, of course, a couple of weeks after our half marathon is the marathon down in the Quad Cities. So if you're training to do the marathon or one of those runs, this is a great race before that event, correct?
That is correct. Some people do use it as a training or a warm-up race. So it's definitely an option for anybody who would like to run.
So age groups, I would imagine, there is an opportunity to maybe get a medal. There's a lot of other activities going on besides just having to run, right?
That is correct. You'll get a T-shirt, which AdCraft pulled through really well for us this year and is a huge supporter, so we thank them for that. And everybody who finishes the race gets a medal, and there will be place medals in every age bracket. And we normally see some pretty competitive people even late in life.
You were looking at me when you said that. Now, you mentioned AdCraft, and they are great supporters of local sports on KROS. Who are some of the other sponsors you would like to recognize at this time?
AdCraft is one of our biggest ones, but Clinton National also has pulled through for us year after year, especially with the YWCA. They've always been proud, strong sponsors of us, so we really appreciate that. Brown Shoe Fit Store, they have gone above and beyond year after year for us. And the sponsors this year have really pulled through in ways that they haven't pulled through in the past. And it really looks like this is going to turn out to be a huge benefit for the YW.
Again, it's coming up on Sunday, September 12th. Again, Sarah, if people would like to register, how can they best go about doing that?
You can go online to clintonhalfmarathon.com to register, or visit the YW page, as well as going to our Facebook page or any other social media.
Okay, Jesse, any final comments? Again, thank you both for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Nope, just we'd love to see everybody there.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. We'll see you certainly on the 12th. Thank you.